It's time to take a look around the NFC East, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture, Dave Spadaro, Glenn Mack. Now, and the action for the NFC East begins on Thursday Night Football. The Cowboys on the road in Minnesota. Big game, probably the most delicious, if you will, Thursday night offering of the season. And the Cowboys, Glenn, we have to come to the reality that they are very good, and they are going to be very good for years to come. This NFC East is going to be ultra competitive.
Yeah, not what we've seen over years. It is actually all four franchises have a chance to do something. I like this contest tonight. I like this as a Thursday night game. The Cowboys offense isn't the most explosive in the league, but it's certainly, they move the ball. Elliott is great. 2 weeks ago, they had a tough road defense against the Ravens. They crushed the Ravens. Eagles held the Cowboys in check really for three quarters, and then we saw what they did in the fourth quarter. Minnesota's offense isn't very good. We saw that here, but Minnesota's defense at home will give them a test. We'll see. You know, it's going to be tough to beat Dallas. But I kind of like Minnesota. I want to see that matchup, if Minnesota can start them today.
See how much of an effect traveling on the short week has on the Dallas Cowboys. And, again, we hate to say it, but a Dallas victory, let me strike that, a Minnesota loss, good for the Eagles. Because we can never root for a Dallas victory.
Oh, God, that is so hard.
So I watched the Cowboys and Washington on Thanksgiving Day the way we should all watch the game. Mute. No sound. I just watched the football game.
There you go.
Good game by the Redskins.
I was impressed
by Washington. Again, I think this is another team, once they settle on Kirk Cousins and give him the long-term deal or franchise him for another year, Washington is a really tough team, and they continue to play good football. That offense is loaded. Maybe we'll have to go a couple of weeks here without Jordan Reed. We'd love to miss him next week. But, Glenn, I know you're not impressed with Washington.
I am more now. Yeah, I have to face reality. Yeah. I picked Washington to win the division going into the season, so I was late on Kirk Cousins, but I got to give him his due. And what really helps him is he's got Jamison Crowder, he's got DeSean Jackson, and he's got Pierre Garçon. Yeah. He's got really good weapons. This will be an interesting one Sunday because they go to Arizona, which is a disappointing team this year, but has a good defense. Now, Arizona's defense is blitz, blitz, blitz. They blitz 25% of the time. Cousins has a 110 passing rating versus the blitz. So we'll see how that works out. I think it's actually a good matchup for Washington. I think they win that game.
And another team that continues to win in the division, the New York Giants.
That's the team I'm late to believe.
Do you believe in them?
Well, I can't deny them now. They're 8-3, so I can't deny them. They win these close games. Every game seems to be within 4 points, but they are winning those games. The matchup against the Steelers this weekend is interesting because it's Eli Manning versus Ben Roethlisberger. It's that 2004 draft class, and you also have two best receivers in the game with Beckham and Antonio Brown. By the way, Beckham needs 9 more receptions through the rest of this year to have the most ever for any wide receiver in his first 3 years. He's great. He's great. I mean, there's a theme going on here in this discussion, which is great receivers.
Yeah.
And they're all around.
Yeah, it's a tough stretch for the New York Giants. They play at Pittsburgh. They've got Dallas, Detroit, short week in Philadelphia.
And Dallas gets those 3 extra days
headed
into that because they play tonight.
Right. So it's maybe this is the time where the Eagles make the move and the division shakes it up in the month of December. That is our look at the NFC East, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's Discount Furniture, proud to be the official furniture store of the Philadelphia Eagles.